Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We rejoice in it and are glad. Let me encourage you from the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 1. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. My dear brothers and sisters, when God gives you a vision, be prepared to shed some tears over it, because every vision comes with a big price tag. The road to triumph is through tests and trials. Nobody gets a free pass, right? But God has promised that there will be a harvest. The scripture says in Psalm 126, 5-6, those who plant in tears will harvest with shouts of joy. They weep as they go to plant the seed, but they sing as they return with the harvest. Amen. The scripture teaches us two important things. Number one, there is a season for weeping, right? This is not an excuse for passivity or a posture of weakness that reduces you to tears, because life is not fair and things are tough. Nehemiah was moved to tears over Jerusalem's ruins. Then he developed a plan, put together a team, and rebuilt it. The question is, what moves you? What do you feel passionate about? Secondly, the Bible also teaches us that there is a season for reaping. Hallelujah. If you read Ecclesiastes 3, 1 to 8, everything in life has a reason and a season. When you understand the reason and maximize the season, you become like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season. Psalm 1:3 talks about that. Note the words "in season." Fruit won't grow before its time. That's why you must discern your life's changing seasons and adjust to them. That's particularly true when it's harvest time. You need to know when it is time to stop weeping and start reaping. Otherwise, you will miss your harvest. Tears are for the sower, but joy is for the reaper. So when your season changes, my dear brothers and sisters, harvest your fields with great joy. You have paid your dues. Now it's time to enjoy what God has promised you. And I believe for many of you, the season of harvest has come, and it's time that you reap with great joy in the presence of God, and you will be blessed abundantly. Amen. So remember that there is every time there is a reason, okay, for everything. There is a season, and you need to capitalize on the changing seasons, what God brings into your life. And let's have the discerning spirit to know in which season we are. You will know it when you are in constant, intimate relationship with Christ. You will be aware of your seasons all the time. Amen? Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you, Lord, for everything. There is a reason, your word says. And Lord, we want to say thank you and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Lord God Almighty, we thank you for you make all things beautiful in your time. And Lord, today I pray that you'll give us a sense of understanding in our spirit, in our soul, in our body, to know the timings of God, the seasons of God, the reasons of God, the purposes of God in our lives, O Master. Lord, I pray that you'll help us to discern that in the name of Jesus. Sharpen our senses in this season, O Father, when we seek you with fasting, with praying. Sharpen our senses, O God. Lord God Almighty, that we'll be able to know you intimately. We'll be able to understand the heartbeat of Christ. And Father, that Lord, you will be exalted in our midst. Today, O Father, I lift up your flock into your hands as they step out into their jobs, into their businesses, and running the errands for the day. I release your great anointing upon them. Lord, you will flourish them and prosper them. You will lift them up. Lord, for your word says that you are the glory and the lifter of their head. And I pray that you will Lord, grant them your sign of your favor, even today. Lord, I pray for the ones who are sick in our midst. I rebuke every manner of sickness in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak healing into their frames right now in the name of the Lord. For by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. And we thank you for that, O God. We give you praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you. And to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.